Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. There's plenty of Lions discussion today, and Adam Schefter talking about the possibility of them making a big trade. He doesn't think it's going to happen, but he does think they'll make a lesser move. And I think the only big trade possibility is Hassan Reddick, but that would be, and that's because I think he's him agreeing to play out the season in Detroit without a contract extension is more likely than Cleveland or Vegas or Tennessee, Jacksonville. I mean, those teams parting with their edge rushers. But we'll see how it plays itself out. But that's where I sit right now. Gator, you put something on your show sheet. You have had a Oreo cookie epiphany that you wonder if it's blasphemous.
The Oreo is a fantastic cookie, and they have a million different variations of the Oreo. And there was one I really wanted to try. I haven't been able to find it. They have those, I think it's the Coca-Cola Oreos. I was looking for them, haven't found them.
I saw them last weekend when I was up north. I saw the Coca-Cola Oreos and the Oreo cookie, Coke-flavored Oreo cookie, like the crossovers. They got both. I did not bite.
Yeah, I didn't want to. The Coke I wasn't looking for, but
the cookie?
The cookie I was. But I haven't been able to find it. I haven't tried it. But the Oreo that I keep going back to when I see them and I feel like getting some cookies, it's the lemon cream Oreo with the vanilla cookie on the outside. So it's the tan-colored Oreos. It's not the chocolate Oreo.
So we're not talking about the golden stuff or whatever it is.
Well, it's a golden Oreo, but it's instead of the white stuffed in the middle, it's a lemon stuff.
Where do you rank this Oreo?
It's my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say this. I do not like lemon flavored stuff with one exception, lemon or lime. I've spent the bulk of my life not liking stuff that's lemon flavored or lime flavored, except for seltzers. I really like the High Noon or the White Clams, the lime-flavored ones, lemon-flavored ones. I like those. Outside of that, lemon or lime-flavored stuff, I don't care for.
You don't put any lime on your Mexican food or anything like that?
No. I do. That's real lime. Yes, I do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying lemon and
imitation lime.
So like his thing about lemon-flavored Oreos, I don't like lemon flavor. I don't like lemon.
What if it said made with real lemons?
I mean, it's...
And it tastes exactly the same.
Well, then I'd eat that. I mean, but I don't think the lemon flavored stuff tastes exactly the same. But
I should have brought some in for context. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. But that's. I mean, it's. I feel like it might be blasphemous because the Oreo is a great cookie anyway.
Yeah.
But I prefer. And actually, I think I might like the golden Oreo straight up better than the chocolate Oreo.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's not that I don't like chocolate. I like chocolate just fine, but I like the golden Oreo.
Kang, I mean, you're more mainstream food. You have more mainstream food opinions than I. Is this blasphemous?
It's definitely not the norm. It's definitely not the norm. I don't want to go there because I am kind of like you, Gator. Like, eat what you want. Eat what you like. You know, drink how you drink. But it's against the grain, I will say that.
Look, there are other flavors that are hit or miss, you know, based on there's the birthday cake Oreos, I think, and there's some other flavors they throw. The mint Oreos are actually pretty great. There are different flavors they come up with. I just happen to think the lemon golden Oreo is the best. And I know that I'll probably be in a minority on that. I mean, it's hard to go against the regular Oreo. That's where I stand.
He's planting a flag, people.
Franklin's going to stop you if you try to plant that flag.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, he's planted his flag. You can't move him off this position. The lemon flavored Oreo is better than the original.
Yeah, I don't agree, but
you, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I don't think it's like, oh, yuck, throw it in the garbage. But I just prefer the original. I like the original of everything, though. I'm kind of like, they get me in the beginning and they, you know, and it's hard for me to stray from whatever the original is.
Cool Ranch or original Doritos?
Oof. It kind of depends on the mood sometimes. But if you're making me pick, like, I go Cool Ranch.
I like the original.
See? All right. I guess I'm off on that.
They're both great, right?
Maybe it's just, I'm feeling like a Cool Ranch right now. We know Doug loves chips, right? No.
I mean, if I have not purchased a bag of Doritos for myself in forever, but if I were to get a Dorito flavor, I would get the Cool Ranch. But
I think it's because it has the word cool, and Doug just wants to be cool.
I think it's because it has the word ranch, because then he likes Montana.
The last thing I'm doing is determining my status by the food that I eat.
Well, that's obvious.
I'm not worried about being cool. What are the cool kids eating?
Hey, what's that? Is that kale?
Because if that is, he's doing it all wrong.
I would suspect that you also do not choose your food based on what the cool kids are eating.
Oh, hell no.
You do when you're younger, I feel like. When you're in like second, third grade, you know.
You get peer pressure.
What's going on? Oh, is that Gushers? All right. That's cool.
Capri Sun, you have?
Johnny B. Good on Twitch just said, Cool Ranch is completely overrated.
Oof. I think it's properly rated.
I think it's Here's what I think was overrated was the Doritos Los Tacos.
Because it wasn't enough Dorito flavor?
No, yeah. It wasn't at all. It was like it was just a little dusting. It's not enough. I expected much.
He doesn't want subtle. He wants
I want flavor. I mean,
slam
me
in the face flavor.
Exactly. That's when you eat, that's what you want, the flavor. You don't want to be, like you're judging a single malt scotch. I detect hints and notes of figs and dried cherries. And
is it possible that they don't want the shell to take away from the taco? Because if you really want the Cool Ranch, then you just get the Cool Ranch. You just get a Dorito.
Well, I mean, when those things came out, tell me if I'm wrong, did you not expect basically a Dorito as the shell with taco meat and stuff in the middle?
Whatever it was, because we got them when we were down in Florida the one time. When they first came out, we happened to be on a spring training trip and we got some. The entire taste profile was foreign to me to begin with. So I was like, well, this is different.
But I thought that was disappointing. Am I wrong, Kang?
No, I think your first thought, of course, is, hey, this is essentially a Dorito chip as the vessel for the taco now.
Yeah.
It's replaced the actual taco shell. And so you expect to eat a Dorito chip with your taco meat.
That's all I was expecting. And that was not the case.
It's a lot more subtle, that's for sure.
It's a hint of Dorito
But the
flavor.
Lemon-flavored Oreo,
that's lemon that'll hit you in the face with it.
And that is a strong flavor.
Yes.
Okay.